Good morning. My guest this morning is Lynn Hollander from the Next Act Senior Theater. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Roland.
Maybe I'm the first person to say that because this is an entirely new theater company.
Yes, it is.
I hope you'll explain it to us and tell us how it works and how people can participate.
Right. Well, we are starting with a series of one-day workshops in three different locations in the county. And these are to introduce the program to county residents. There will be one on just a couple of days, the 14th, the 17th, and the 24th at different locations.
Uh-huh.
We're asking people over 50 who have had any interest at any time in acting or singing or dancing or telling stories to come and play with us. We have professional teachers lined up, but the day is just meant to be very fun and introduce people to the joys of performing, whether they've experienced them before or whether they've never experienced them in their lives, because we think that theater and the performing arts have just tremendous amount to offer to seniors. Our long-range goals are to have people, to give people performing opportunities such as storytelling in the schools,
uh-huh.
improv troupes, going to the senior residences and senior centers, and other opportunities to act.
Well, what was it that caused you to get this idea, which is going to cost you a lot of time and effort?
When I retired, I was a librarian. I'm in Sonoma County, and
uh-huh.
I retired some years ago. And after a couple of years of playing around and trying a number of different things, I realized that I really wanted to go back to doing theater, which I had done a lot in high school and college,
uh-huh.
but hadn't done in many, many years. And so I found a place in Oakland called Stagebridge, which is the country's oldest senior theater program, 35 years old now. And I started taking classes there and driving into Oakland and each week. And I just got so excited by it. I was taking improv and acting classes, and then I started trying out for parts in different productions and getting some parts, not getting
uh-huh.
others.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was so rewarding on so many levels. And I met a lot of new people who became close friends, and we go to shows together. But this fall, a year ago, I sort of started realizing, well, I was getting kind of tired driving into Oakland every week,
yes.
and that wasn't going to get better. And why didn't we have something like that in Sonoma County? Because there's a tremendous amount of theater talent in Sonoma County. So this seemed like a good place to try and create something.
What a great idea. I think you're absolutely right. I think that there are many former theater people just like you and just like me who did theater somewhere at some time and are sort of thinking about maybe doing some more of it.
I do improv, and I've managed to get parts in community and one professional theater production, but it doesn't even matter about that
right.
aspect of it. The classes themselves have just been a joy, and we hope to be able to create something like that here. And there are so many very talented professional instructors in the community, and we think we have four of them actually.
Right. Unfortunately, we can't talk about them because we don't have the time.
Okay.
But I will say to people out there whose ears have pricked up, whose old ears have pricked up, that the way to find out more about this is on the phone at 823-7293, online at nextactseniortheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.